What happens to the souls of babies who die before they have a chance to be baptized? Well, for centuries, the common Catholic belief was that they all go to a place called limbo, a kind of halfway house between heaven and hell.
It was a sort of state in the middle between heaven and hell.
A theology professor at the Pontifical Gregorian University, Father Luis Ladaria is the Secretary General of the International Theological Commission, appointed by Pope John Paul II, to study the issue of the fate of the souls of unbaptized children. Limbo was one of the possibilities that came up in their discussions here in the Vatican.
The limbo was not defined by the Church. And because of it, the Pope asked to the Theological Commission to study that question because we don't have a dogmatic definition about that point.
Studying or defining limbo, a term not found anywhere in the Bible, brings with it a whole series of theological questions. Father Tom Williams, Dean of Theology at the Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum, explains.
Limbo is a theological construct, really. It's a solution, a theoretical solution to a problem. And the problem is how to reconcile the infinite mercy of God, who wants all people to be saved, with the necessity of baptism. So if you have a child who, through no fault of his or her own, is born with original sin, with the weight of original sin, but has never committed sin, him or herself, and then dies without baptism, is the fate of that child the same as a baptized child? In other words, so baptism isn't really necessary after all? Or is that child condemned, which would seem to contradict the mercy of God? Limbo was kind of a middle road. It was a way of saying God's mercy is totally saved. This child will go to a place of natural happiness. That's kind of a later development. Earlier, it was considered a part of hell, but with very mitigated pains, as St. Augustine said. But really, it's just trying to find a middle road through this theological conundrum.
While heaven, hell, and purgatory are dogmatic truths in the Catholic Church, limbo has for centuries been left, well, in limbo. No pope ever issued a ruling on it.
There never was an official ruling. It was a theory with very wide acceptance. And if you look even at catechisms, like the Baltimore Catechism, it's never stated as dogma or doctrine of the Catholic Church, but it was the most accepted theological explanation for the problem. And it was regularly taught, even to school kids, as this is what happens to unbaptized babies. It also was referred to, limbo was referred to as the place where those who died before Christ were held, if you will, almost like a holding tank, awaiting salvation.
Since the mid-20th century, more and more ordinary Catholics have gradually ceased to believe limbo exists, and instead have faith in a merciful God who will save the souls of unbaptized children. So, is the concept of limbo on its way out?
I think that it's very clear. There were indications already given by Pope John Paul II and Cardinal Ratzinger before becoming Pope, had written also on this question, saying that it was basically a theological hypothesis that kind of whose time had come and gone. You'll notice that in the 1992 Universal Catechism of the Catholic Church, the word does not appear at all. So already, as of the new Catechism, it's not even a part of Catholic teaching in this big, huge book with, you know, which basically lays out all the principles of the Catholic faith. Limbo is not mentioned at all. So I think it's something that's just simply passing out of view, and it will give way to other explanations about the mercy of God, the necessity of salvation. And also, you know, people are now starting to speak of the idea of baptism of desire, the desire of the Church as a body, for that these children that die before baptism, that they be baptized and receive salvation. So not just the parents who desire baptism for their children, but the Church also as a body, the community of believers that desires it.
You mentioned the catechism, the last catechism, and of course Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger would have been very active in compiling that huge book as he was the head of the Vatican office here for the Doctrine of the Faith.
Absolutely. He was very much a part of that. He oversaw it. He obviously at the end it needed his approval to be promulgated, to be published. And I have no doubt that the fact of the omission of any mention of limbo, he was very much in accord with because of his other statements on the subject. So I think we can be very confident that that is his mind on the question.
So if limbo is to be considered an internal doctrinal issue in the Catholic Church, why did the news that the Vatican had appointed a commission to study it generate so much interest in the international press?
Well, I think that it's part of a bigger question. You remember all the hoopla around the Dominus Iesus document that came out in the year 2000 about salvation. The whole question of salvation outside the church, salvation for those who don't know Christ, salvation for those who reject Christ, salvation. This whole bigger question of who goes to heaven and who doesn't is, in a sense, on everybody's mind. And I think that the idea of limbo, or the idea of the salvation of unbaptized children, puts a whole bunch of bigger questions out on the table regarding who gets saved and who doesn't and why.
But Father Ladaria isn't so sure that's why people are so curious to know what comes out of the Theological Commission's recommendations. He sat down with me to explain their work.
I don't see a direct relation, but maybe. Sure, the universality of the salvation, linked with the idea of Dominus Iesus, is also here present, sure. Because if you think of universality of the salvific mission of Christ, the question of the limbo can be a difficulty for that, no? And it was also the idea of Pope John Paul II. They said to us to study the question of the limbo in the context of the salvific universal salvific will of God, and of in the context of the universal mediation of Christ, and in the context of the sacramental role of the Church. These three important points to understand the question.
So did it come up in your studies, in your discussions there, the issue of people from other faiths, children from other faiths?
No, because in that question, it is the unbaptized children. If they are the children of the Christian parents or not, is not directly the question. God will the salvation for all people, all women and men and women and also children, naturally, are under the will, the universal salvific will of God. And Christ was sent by the Father to save the world. He is the only mediator and the only savior of the world. That are two very important points. And that mediation is not exclusive for Christians, because he is the universal mediator. And God wants the salvation for all people.
What happens with the very tragic situation of so many millions of children who are aborted?
It is the same question. We have to hope in the infinite misericord of God, no? The infinite mercy of God.
What happens then to the idea that every human being is tainted by original sin, the sin of Adam and Eve, and that this is cleansed in baptism? Are we being asked now to think that baptism isn't important?
Baptism is very important, because it is the possibility that the Lord had given to us to know that our sins are cleansed, that we are purified, that we are members of the Church, children of God. Because of it, baptism is very important. The question is, if a child which has not made a personal sin is not baptized, does it mean that he cannot be saved? It is the other question. Not that the baptism is not important. The baptism is very important. And it would be a misunderstanding to say baptism is not important. No.
If you had to conclude what your commission recommends, how would you say it in a few words?
Well, the commission has not finished the study, no. And we don't know if it will be published or not. It depends from the authorities of the Holy See. It now depends on us. What I can say now is that we have studied that question in the light of the hope, of the Christian hope.
So will the results of your long studies, will they result in a dogmatic definition of limbo or the elimination of it as a concept?
No. Studies of the theological commissions. We are not the Pope. You cannot do a dogmatic definition.
Yet it will be Pope Benedict who will give the final approval to this document.
It's another thing. One thing is the approval, another thing is who is the author of the study. Two different things.
What exactly happens then with this report?
It's happened nothing. It is an element for the study of the theologians, of the bishops, of the priests, of the lay people, who know for the study about that question made by the theological commission.
So it'll be open for debate within the church?
Sure. We cannot say a definitive word.
Say you're talking to a young woman who has lost her child and she didn't have a chance to baptize that child. What would you say to her now?
I would say to her, he can hope in the infinite mercy of God.
Father Luis Ladaria is the Secretary General of the International Theological Commission, appointed to examine the issue of unbaptized children. My thanks to him and to Father Tom Williams, Dean of Theology at the Regina Apostolorum University, who also contributed to this program.